A winter storm continues to roll through the Northeast this afternoon. Steady snow is occurring across much of our area today. We've even had some heavier bands of snow come through, especially through areas south and east of the capital region. The storm itself is rapidly deepening as it tracks east of Cape Cod, north into the Gulf of Maine this afternoon. Impacts are more significant to our east, especially around the Boston area, where there's been some significant coastal flooding, especially south of Boston. Of course, snow and wind are big players as well through eastern New England. For us, it's still a respectable storm across much of the area, but we're going to miss out on any epic snowfall totals here as we're just a little bit too far away from the most intense part of the storm. Now, having said that, there have been some of these narrow, very heavy snow bands coming through during the day. Snowfall rates in the range of 1 to 3 inches per hour have occurred within some of these bands, and it's under those bands where we're going to see some of the heaviest snowfall totals. Some areas south and east of Albany will be up around a foot or so, with heavier amounts farther east. The capital region still looks to see a moderate snow out of this event, and then farther to the west, snow amounts are on the lighter side. But any way you slice it, it's a stormy afternoon. Road conditions will be slick into tonight. Steady snow will taper off to snow showers and flurries, though we may still see some steady light snow, especially through the Adirondacks and Greens tonight, even into the day tomorrow. Now, the bigger story is going to be the wind and the cold coming up over the next couple of days. Winds have been already pretty gusty through the day, and we'll keep it on the breezy side or even the windy side tonight into tomorrow. So when we factor in that wind, our wind chill or feels like temperatures will be well below zero tonight, right through the day tomorrow. Highs tomorrow without the wind are only about 0 to 5 across much of our area. And then on Saturday, we're talking about many spots staying below zero through the entire day. So the worst of the cold is coming up, and this is going to be the coldest weather of the winter so far. And then by Sunday, temperatures bounce back to around 10 degrees. It looks to be a little bit less windy then as well. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of snow, windy and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0. And tomorrow, cloudy with snow showers, especially in the mountains, windy and cold, high 5 below 0 to 5 above 0. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of snow, windy and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow showers, windy and cold, high 5 below 0 to 5 above 0. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with snow ending this evening, partial clearing overnight, windy and cold with lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, high 5 to 10. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy with snow tapering off to flurries and snow showers, windy and cold, low near zero. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, windy and cold with scattered snow showers with a high around 5. Again, a reminder, wind chills tomorrow will stay below zero through the entire day. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, very cold with a few snow showers, high 0 to 15 below 0 across the north, near 0 in the capital region, and in the single digits south. And on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 10. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.